Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But what is the heart of God in this? I mean, the heart of God is for us to stand with Israel, to intercede. And what I think about, you know, I think about, you know, the Moravian folks, the Moravian people. And I want you first see this little short segment here about the Moravian people. It's 318. A 319. Let's watch this 319, and we will be right back. You got to see this.
Two young Moravians heard of an island in the West Indies where an atheist British owner had 2,000 to 3,000 slaves. And the owner had said, "No preacher, no clergyman will ever stay on this island. If he's shipwrecked, we'll keep him in a separate house until he has to leave. But he's never going to talk to any of us about God. I'm through with all that nonsense." 3,000 slaves from the jungles of Africa bought to an island in the Atlantic, and there to live and die without hearing of Christ. Two young Moravians heard about it. They sold themselves to the British planter and used the money they received from the sale, for he paid no more than he would for any slave, to pay their passage out to his island, for he wouldn't even transport them. And as the ship left the river at Hamburg, left its pier in the river at Hamburg, and was going out into the North Sea carried with the tide, the Moravians had come from Herrnhut to see these two lads off in the early 20s, never to return again, for this wasn't a four-year term. They'd sold themselves into lifetime slavery, simply that as slaves they could be as Christians where these others were. The families were there weeping, for they knew they'd never see them again. And they wondered why they were going and questioned the wisdom of it. And as the gap widened and the houses had been cast off and were being curled up there on the pier, and the young boys saw the widening gap, one lad with his arm linked through the arm of his fellow raised his hand and shouted across the gap the last words that were heard from them. There were these: "May the lamb that was slain receive the reward of his suffering." And this became the quarrel of Moravian mission. And this is the only reason for being, that the lamb that was slain may receive the reward of his suffering.
That's our purpose.
Mm-hmm.
That is our whole purpose. That's what we're called to live for. You know, Paul said, I would give my own salvation. That's what he said. That's for the Jews to be saved. I mean, think about that. For his brothers to be saved. And right now, we can't even get folks to stand up and just pray for the nation of Israel to be saved. We got people partnering with people who are trying to destroy Israel, who want to push them into the sea, and they're jesting about it. And Paul was letting us know. I mean, read Romans chapter 11. Understand, he said, if you get prideful, if you get boastful, do you think if God didn't spare the natural branches, he's not going to spare you? That's what he said. He said, if the first ones got removed, the original ones got removed, you can get removed too. But he said, if they got removed and you got planted in, can they not be grafted back in again? This whole thing is about God telling his awesome love and kindness and mercy. This is not political at all. This is not about Islam or Buddhism or some political party or Alinsky or Rules for Radicals. This is about a loving God taking this all to the point to bring back what Paul prayed would happen. Can we actually get back to Israel? I mean, he tried to get back to Israel to the Lord. Finally, he said, "Listen, I'm calling you to the Gentiles." And he's like, "But I want them to be saved." And how that's going to happen? You know, Paul's wishes are going to come to pass when we wake up and realize we're supposed to be the Gentiles getting saved to be able to come back and bless Israel and pray for Israel and watch God's full circle take place. And let me tell you, we are so close to that day. We were so close to that day. I mean, think about all the nations that are surrounding Israel right now. Think about it. It's like, what have we been focusing on? I mean, think about it. If the Moravian people, their first two missionaries they sent out, and we're going to have a little bit more about them afterwards, they sent out, they said, "Listen, we're going to sell ourselves into slavery so that we can get there to them and live as a Christian in their presence so that we can win them." And we can't even send missionaries down the street, you know what I'm saying? We have to begin to wake up, and now's the time to begin to stand for Israel, pray for them. The elections is tomorrow, and one way you can begin to reach out like Romans chapter 11, begin to reach out and say, dear God, I didn't realize that. No, I realize that. I pray for the protection and the peace of Israel. And dear Lord, give Israel the leader that you want that will protect Israel. But we ask this in Jesus' name. Yes, we are days, moments, hours away now from Israel making a decision that, you know, reports are that most people in Israel realize that to have Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as the prime minister means we're going to be protected from all these things, these you know, threats to them as a nation, as a people. And there's 40 candidates, reports are, 40 candidates reported by CBN running for prime minister, and they're saying people from around the world are getting involved in their elections. And so what, there's so much trouble going on in Israel right now that the people, they're concerned is they don't know whether to be focused on the inward problem or the outward problem. Guess what? This is America's future problem, and it's coming to us soon. Yeah, are we going to forget about our Constitution? Are we going to forget about our national security? Are we going to forget about our national interests and say, you know, put this person in office because they'll make sure we get schools and jobs and stuff, and we'll just give up our whole nation because to not vote for someone in Israel that, you know, whoever that is, I don't know who they're going to, God's, won't God's man to be there, God's person, is the fact that if you're not thinking national security, it doesn't matter what happens inside your nation because you're not going to have one.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And so the reports are, according to CBN News, is that they're aware to keep our current prime minister means our nation's going to be safe, but they're having all these inner struggles. Guess what? You know, Rules for Radicals talks about stir up so much trouble on the inside that they forget about the outside. I mean, that's the whole tactics that are going on. And so, you know, what is standing in the gap? How significant is standing in the gap? I think about, when I think about the Moravian people, they were basically a remnant of, you know, God's folks, 24 of them, and they were rejected, you know, by the religion. The best thing that could ever happen to you is be rejected by religious captives who, you know, have fallen into the kingdoms of this world and are no longer walking in the kingdom of God, you know, because then, you know, it's not as confusing for you anymore. You know, you can read theology, you read the Bible, and you go, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do.
Without a ruler.
Without a ruler. And so, you know, with that, the, and so you had 24 people that just came together. Zinzendorf allowed them to be on their property, but they're basically on some, you know, like Israel was sitting in Goshen, but on somebody else's land. But these 24 people, you know, changed the world as we know it. They began to stand in the gap, and they affected the globe. They affected the globe. Matter of fact, take a look at this right here, 318.
It began in 1727. A band of refugees united together to pray. Led by a German nobleman who preached a heart religion in contrast to the cold and intellectual emphasis of his day. 24 men and 24 women determined that the flame of prayer should burn at the heart of their community. They divided themselves to pray in succession around the clock. It lasted for 100 years. The Moravian prayer meeting propelled over 3,000 missionaries to the ends of the earth. Some even selling themselves into slavery. They went with one anthem. May the lamb that was slain receive the reward of his suffering.
You think about that. You know, the big question is, you know, about standing in the gap. So often, because of our struggle with ourselves, is, am I willing to stand in the gap for others? Because a lot of people, you know, our struggle is thinking that, you know, I want to stand in the gap for America, for the church in America, so I have a better job, so I have a better community, so I have a better nation, versus, you know, to be able to live, to be able to pass to the next generation, you know, and I guess the big thing is this standing in the gap is, are we willing, do we want to stand in the gap for the will of God, which could take, you know, one or two generations, like the Moravians, or are we going to stand in the gap for only our generation? In other words, I want to see that fruit in this generation. I'm not willing to do the work of what takes place. And what I think about, you know, Dutch Sheets when he talks about that. John, talk to us about, you know, Dutch we had on the program.
Well, yeah, that she talked about an appeal to heaven and about the evergreen tree.
Remember, you're probably seeing the flag right now. This is the flag.
Right, and this is an agreement that was made with the Indians and some of the first settlers. And my understanding about the evergreen tree is that it takes 100 years to actually grow to its fruition. I mean, it doesn't just happen overnight.
It just doesn't happen. All of a sudden, yeah, it got to be 100
years. Whoever plants one doesn't even really expect to see it in their generation. They're really planting that tree for the next generation.
And if you do, you got to need glasses. You got to fill it like Braille or something.
Right.
Your eyes are
right.
going out by
right.
then.
So the significance is that are we willing to continue to invest everything we have for God, pray, walk the things out the
But John, the problem with that, it just seems selfless.
Imagine that. Isn't that the idea?
But we're not being taught that. We're not.
No.
There's no. We're actually. Is that? That's almost like taught as something not of God.
Mm-hmm.
The things that are being taught is you pray about, you live for, and you the scriptures that you find are things that give you stuff and that
sure.
makes your life
immediately.
Better.
To confirm how religious you are, how close you are with God, because obviously he heard your prayer and there it is, it manifested.
Why the next generation has no shade because there are no trees.
No.
And the Moravians, you think they prayed for 100 years.
Mm.
I mean, 100 years. You know, we were walking out ourselves, a prayer community, and we're working on one day. I mean, we've been, how long has it been?
5 years.
5 years. And we've grown off the wisdom of that from International House of Prayer, Mike Bickle in Kansas City. And it's like, I mean, it's an amazing thing. And without that, you know, we wouldn't even be here because this birth, BFNTV birth on a prayer watch. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were on a prayer watch and God just spoke to me plain as day. And the one thing he's telling me, he says, there's a people and you got to get to them. Because there's a lot of religious people, but there's a people like the Moravians who want God, who understand that you just lay down your life, that you're just living for their cause. To be a missionary today, people just like, they make it like big shots. It's like, no, we're all supposed to be missionaries.
Right.
We're just all supposed to be doing this. It's not, the whole family's supposed to be doing this.
That's right.
You know, the people, you know, it's like, this is the man of the cloth. And I was like, that's Tarzan. We're all, first of all, hopefully we're all clothed.
Yeah.
And we all have cloths.
Yeah. Everyone's, if you're a believer, everyone's a minister because the highest form of a minister is a servant. He serves others.
So if you want to be the greatest person, then he has to be the servant of all.
That's right.
You think about that. And so, you know, what I look at is I look at Abraham, the father of faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Abraham heard the Lord, and he just responded to what God said. And God just said, get up and go, and I'll show you. And he went. That was a 25-year journey. And God began to just, you know, show himself to Abraham. It was an amazing thing because God taught him. The Word of God says that the angels have come down to be able to look at the cities, two cities called Sodom and Gomorrah. And the angels talk about, hey, you know, we've taught him. We should tell him what's going on. Isn't that amazing? And one of the verses talking about, you know, we've already, you know, he's already been taught about this. We probably should let him know why we're here, you know. And so they tell him, say, listen, there's this city. It's you know, God's getting word of the city that it's had a lot of sins. By the way, there's more than one sin going on in Sodom and Gomorrah. There was gluttony and greed and idolatry and just narcissism and every kind of sexual sin you can imagine. It was just total fleshed out, you know, and the word was that it's so full, it's just got to destroy it. And so they were going to go check it out. And so they share with Abraham, hey, this is the report. This is the report. We're going to go check it out. Just wanted you to know this. And God will often do this. And right now you're looking at America. You're looking at Iraq. You're looking at, you know, when you think about Iraq, this northern city called Mosul, that city is Nineveh, by the way. That's Nineveh. And God sent Jonah to Nineveh. So when you hear Mosul, think about this. ISIS headquarters is in Nineveh. And Jonah was a lot like a lot of folks today. They're saying, like, you know, they don't, you know, they just destroy that city, you know. And God's going, no, I love the Arab people in Mosul. I love Miriam, who's in that camp for 4 months. I love the people there. And Jonah's going, it's ISIS. You know, they don't deserve them. They're saying, I mean, you think about it, it's the argument, it's today's argument. And And he was running from God. He's going like, I don't want to go preach the gospel to them. You know, gospel. I don't want to go tell them about your goodness that you want to forgive them. I don't want them forgiven. And that's what he was saying. I don't want them forgiven. This is the story about Jonah and the well. Hello. And that's Nineveh. Mosul is Nineveh, the headquarters of ISIS. And the city was so bad. Nineveh was so bad at that time that God was going to totally destroy it. So it is as bad as it is now, or way worse, maybe. I don't know, because God hadn't destroyed the city yet. And the prince of Nineveh has been killed, by the way, in this last month or so. That should be a huge sound to all of us to realize. Right. And Jonah just had an attitude. I don't want to go. I don't want to go. I don't want to go. And finally, it came to a point when he got on this ship and he was taken off saying, you know, I've got this job now. I forgot about that call on my life. You know, and I'm busy making money, doing my thing, and all this kind of stuff. He's on this boat, and the storm gets so bad. It gets so bad that the people who didn't want to do this, they did not want, it wasn't in them to take the church out of America and make the church preach to America. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't in them to take Jonah and throw them out of the boat. Because Jonah said, that's me. You know, I didn't stand for Israel. I didn't walk before God. It's not you. Because he told me, he said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then God will heal America. But I didn't turn, you know. And it's like, throw me out of the country, you know, throw me off the boat. And it wasn't in them to do it, but they finally got so bad that God says, you know, God touched these guys on these boats and says, like, chunk them. And they threw the church in the water. They threw the answer in the water. They threw the Jewish minister in the storm, threw him right in the middle of the storm. And I'm sure he's probably like splashing around going like, as long as I'm not in Nineveh, I'm fine with that. It's crazy. They're cutting off heads. They're, you know, it's crazy over there right now. And then a well swallows him. And while he was in the belly of all the consequences of the storm that was raised up, guess what? He says, you know, I was thinking about going to Mosul and telling them that God loves you and God's got a plan for you. I want to go to Nineveh. That's what happened.
Yeah.
And God, this well just goes, spits him out on the beach or whatever. And he goes to Nineveh. He preaches it. God extends the time for the judgment that was coming to Nineveh, to Mosul, if you would. And so he could get and cover the whole city and preach to them. This is how God works. You got to tell people about God. You got to tell them that he loves them. And they all heard. This evil city, bent for destruction, all heard. And when they all heard, they repented. God relented. He said, never mind, I'm not going to destroy this city. And they lived a righteous city, a right city for 40 years. Nineveh, Mosul did that. Listen, church, do we want them to throw us out of this nation into the storm so we'll wake up and do what we're supposed to do, or do we want to just do it right now, right?
That's right.
We're all called to go into all the world and preach the gospel.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.